What seems to be happening is social networking sites such as Facebook are being taken over by the 25 to 34-year-olds. And so the 15, 24-year-olds think this is deeply uncool to have either their parents or their teachers looking at their profiles, and they're actually disappearing. They're going, for the first time ever, in fact, over this Ofcom report, it was 55% of 15, 24-year-olds were using social networking a year ago. That's down to 50%. Doesn't sound like an enormous change, but it is a trend, which is worrying them.
And also, people do change their opinions of things incredibly quickly. Where are they going, that younger age group?
Well, slightly annoyingly, it doesn't really say. The suspicion is that they're watching a lot more of online television, so things like the iPlayer. They're also probably using things like Spotify, streaming music services. There's been a big explosion in streaming music. What they're probably not doing is Twitter. Twitter's also seen a very large take-up, but that seems to be in that 25 to 34-year-old bracket again.
And is that going to grow? Because there are some people who think that Twitter is a complete waste of time, and some people who swear by it wouldn't do anything else now.
Well, actually, there's a salutary lesson for Twitter and everyone who keeps massively overhyping Twitter within this report, which was, I don't know whether you remember Second Life, which was the big virtual reality world that we were all talking about 2 years ago. Reuters even put a correspondent onto Second Life. Well, Second Life usage has collapsed over the past year. It's turned into a virtual desert. So the worry is obviously with Twitter that it's just going to be yet another flash in the pan.
And it seems to be the case as soon as the oldies get hold of it, younger people think, oh, I've had it, I'm not interested in that at all.
Yes, it gets desperately uncool and they go off and do something else.
In it.
Well, this is the other thing, that obviously that this report is produced by a lot of middle-aged white men.
Yeah.
So chances are there's actually another social networking phenomenon and site out there that we haven't spotted yet. Well, certainly the people who write this report haven't spotted it yet. So yes, you better go and ask your kids.
What about the regional variations? Because the trend does show that it depends on where you live as to the kind of service that you use.
Yes, certainly. I mean, there's some obvious ones, like broadband in London is far more used than anywhere else. 78% of households in London have it, compared with a national average of about 68%. And that drops right down in other parts of the country. There's some oddities in here as well, which look a bit strange. The obvious one is social networking is not used at all in Glasgow. Something like 12-13% of people there use
so
social networking.
So not a great place to make friends, then?
No, I suspect it's actually because they don't have a lot of internet access. They're lowest on the broadband league at 39%.
Interestingly enough, though, the Welsh seem to be quite intriguing, the figures there, because they love the radio, the Welsh, don't they?
Yes, they're one of the longest listeners, or the biggest listeners to radio across the country, whereas television, in fact, is more watched in Scotland than it is anywhere else.
And mobile phone usage, is everybody using the more up-to-date mobiles, or is this, again, a regional thing?
Well, we're all certainly using mobiles. 80 billion text messages were sent last year, which is insane. That's about 100 texts per month per person. But for specific sort of areas of usage, 3G mobile phones, the new Wizzy ones, are actually more used in Cardiff than anywhere else in the country.
So as far as you're concerned, can you spot the next trend? I mean, you were saying that the white guys who compiled this report, now that's out of date. What do you think is the next thing? I mean, you're twittering already. So
I am twittering, yes.
You have your finger on the pulse.
Yes, well, I think I have my finger near the pulse.
Okay.
Than actually on it. To be honest, if I could spot the next new trend, I would put money into it and not be doing this job. But no, I mean, it's going to be, certainly from this report, it looks like it's TV on demand. It's watching what you want when you want to watch it for television. For radio, they've really got some problems, and unfortunately, for newspapers, we seem to have some issues as well. The people who took the survey were asked, what would they give up? Obviously, we're in a recession, so cash-strapped consumers, what would you give up first, other than mobile phones and telephony? And gym membership scored very, very highly. Newspapers also scored quite highly. Holidays, DIY, all these things you would get rid of before you get rid of the internet. So if you're looking for a new trend, it is obviously going to be something else online.